With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is aiming to use his State of the Union address Thursday evening to urge voters to reject an American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution as he makes his case for a second term. He says we are living in dangerous times, not only around the world, but here at home as well.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today. What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time.
The nation's oldest president is trying to quell voter concerns about his age and job performance while sharpening the contrast with his all but certain November rival. The GOP-led House approves a bill opposed by most Democrats in response to the murder of University of Georgia student Laken Riley by an alleged illegal migrant suspect.
Dubbed the Laken Riley Act, the bill would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to detain illegal migrants charged with local theft or burglary after a migrant accused of similar offenses was arrested for the murder of Riley. The act cleared the lower chamber by a 251 to 170 vote. It is named after 22-year-old Laken Riley, a college nursing student who was recently killed on the campus of the University of Georgia. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The Senate has passed legislation that would compensate Americans exposed to radiation by the government by renewing a law initially passed more than three decades ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points, the NASDAQ rose 241. This is SRN News. In the fourth part of our week-long series, Jack Graham, senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, acknowledges that many Christians feel we're nearing the end times as outlined in Scripture. He says he stepped up Prestonwood's evangelism outreach and has challenged his pastoral team to reach a billion people out of the 6 billion living on Earth.
It sounds insane to think that you could reach a billion, but it is possible now through media, through technology. We're committed to doing it. We want to bring as many people to Christ as possible as soon as possible. So now's the time. And I like what my friend David Jeremiah says. We don't know for sure if this is the end of days, but we know that we are living in the days at the end. So whatever time we have on the clock, now's the time to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham says he's encouraged that through digital technology, he's already seen 50 million downloads of his Bible in a Year podcast. This is SRN News. It was another record day for the S&P 500 index as it reached its highest level ever. Correspondent Seth Sutel has the latest information on the financial markets for Thursday, March the 7th.
Stocks rose to another record high as investors looked ahead to easier interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 130 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That came after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank is not far from delivering cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craves. Powell said cuts may start this year if inflation continues cooling. Traders are also trying to guess when the European Central Bank will cut its benchmark rate. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.